Dr. Bill Cranford, fluoride has been around for decades and decades, and I imagine it's just as important today as it was when it was first put in.
It's been around a lot longer than decades and decades. It's been in this earth since it was created. It's the 13th most common element on the surface of the earth. We've been using it in public health and in dentistry since the 1950s.
That's nationwide. What about here locally?
Now, Rock Hill has been using it since about 1950. Rock Hill sells water to Fort Mill, Tegakay, and to Chester. 70% of Americans have fluoride in their water. The Center for Disease Control says that public fluoridation of water is one of the 10 greatest things that's ever happened in public health in our country.
Obviously, it's great for dentistry.
It's great for our patients. It's very helpful for young children and very helpful for people as they mature and grow, and particularly for older people, too.
We have a lot of people in our community that have well water, so they don't get that fluoride.
Some wells do have fluoride in the water. It depends on where you are. The way we discovered fluoride was well water in Oklahoma and Texas, and noticing that people didn't have as much decay because they had a high fluoride rate. So you need to know how much fluoride you have in your water at your home.
But there are supplements available for water that does not have fluoride in it.
Absolutely. You look at how much fluoride you get. For young children, see your pediatrician and find out how much fluoride is appropriate for your baby. For younger children, be sure they have fluoride toothpaste. For adults, brush with fluoride toothpaste. And older adults may need a supplement of fluoride, particularly if you have dry mouth.
Dr. Bill Cranford, thank you.
Thank you very much, Manning. It's good to be with you today.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next edition of Cranford Dental Opens Up here on WRHI Radio. To learn more about modern dentistry, go online to cranforddental.com.